I bet you're very proud of yourself right now, aren't you? Managing to get the better of me in combat and now tying me down to make me immobile. You must be really proud of yourself. Sarcasm aside, I will give you some credit. Choosing to tie me down to a mattress with leather buckle bonds nonetheless, I must say it was a unique choice. Never been tortured like this before. But I'm afraid for you, that's where my interest in your technique stops. That duffel bag over there, full of your torture goodies, I presume. Let me guess, pliers, shock cables, please. I've been through enough torture from others that I've grown to love the little ways they try to make me talk. But I never break, and they never hear a bloody thing from me. Except me saying goodbye before I escape and break the neck. The only thing I'm still not sure on is why you've ripped open my outfit. It's not a matter of sexual pleasure, considering that below the waist and my breasts are still covered. My outfit in general didn't leave much to the imagination, but it seems you did it to expose my midriff. I know my abdominal muscles are impressive, but still. What, you want to look at my belly? You're interested in my stomach? You really are a weird one. Oh, you're rummaging around in your duffel bag already. I was hoping we could talk a bit more while I think of my escape. Oh, find something good in there. A feather duster? Colour me confused. Why you choose a feather duster to torture me is asinine. Honestly, I feel a little disrespected. What? What are you doing? Why are you bringing that to my... No. Oh no, you're not gonna... No, cut that out. That tickles you, bastard. Damn this duster. Idea over at whatever goddamn lab I was made in made me so bloody ticklish. They give me an outfit showing this much skin and they amped up my ticklish to 11? Bloody wankers. Shit, I said that out loud, didn't I? I bet you're loving this, aren't you? I'll have you know most people would kill to have me in a situation like this. Not to brag, but I'm not a bad looker. And you just brought me here to tickle me? You are without a doubt the most bizarre interrogator I've ever had. But if you think I'm going to crack so easily, you are painfully stupid. What? Why are you smiling at me like that? What are you looking at? My armpits? Wait. No. Let me go. No, I won't laugh for you. Try and tickle me all you want. I won't give you any more satisfaction, you pervert. Get your fingers away from me. No, no, not gonna laugh. Damn it, I've been trained for torture. I can take it. I can take it. I can't take it. Stop it. Get your fingers off me. What are you looking at? Oh no. You're looking at my breast, damn it. Damn it, stop jiggling. It's all this laughter. I'm making them bounce. Oh, my breast, you're looking at them. Please. looking, you're still looking. Ah, I think I get it. You don't even give a damn about the information I have. You just wanted to bring me here so you could tickle me, didn't you? Part of me is impressed. The rest of me wants to rip you apart limb from limb. But if you let me go now, I'll make sure your death is quick. I'd give you more time to respond, but I can see that look in your eye. I know what it means, and I hate it more than you could possibly comprehend. I'd ask where you're going to tickle me next, but you aren't really the talking type, are you? You're more let's make this British girl laugh kind, aren't you? And now you're holding up a finger. Do you intend to shush me like a child? Ew! Did you just lick your finger? Hey, get that thing away from my stomach. Where are you going to put that? Hey, no, away from my belly. Oh, no, get your finger away. I'll tell you whatever you want. Just release.